Hare Krishna, today celebrating Deepavali, and I'd just like to narrate a few pastimes that happened between Dussehra and this Deepavali. Dussehra being when Lord Ramachandra killed Ravan, which was then the end of the war, and Diwali, which was when he actually left Lanka. So we can see how many days have actually passed. The first and most immediate incident was that when Lord Ramachandra killed Ravan and the Rakshasas surrendered, that the Lord and his associates came into the palace and Lord Ramachandra sat on the throne. And of course, everyone's first thought was Sita Devi. After all, the whole battle was waged just to win Sita Devi back. And so they had brought Sita Devi before Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra knew that there are going to be people who are going to doubt Sita Devi's chastity. After all, she was almost for a year in the custody of a demon like Ravana. So how do we know that she remained chaste? Therefore, he proposed the test by fire. Although there was no question in Lord Ramachandra's mind, but still, for two reasons, this test by fire was there. One, as I mentioned, and the other one, because when Ravana took Sita Devi away, then unknown to him, unseen by him, actually Bhumi Devi exchanged the real Sita Devi with a Maya Sita. And this Maya Sita is who Ravana was able to hold and carry. And the real Sita was taken by Bhumi Devi, or some say by Agni, and kept in their respective planets, abodes, until finally this episode took place. But whether with Ravana, or whether with Bhumi, or Agni, still Sita Devi suffered. She suffered great feelings of separation from Lord Ramachandra. So the test by fire did take place, and Agni brought the real Sita back. This was seen by Lord Ramachandra, by Hanuman. Some very exalted associates of the Lord were able to see this. And then Lord Ramachandra accepted Sita Devi, and then once again she sat by his side. And then the next thing on the Lord's mind was all those monkeys who had perished in the war. Ultimately, Krishna says, Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. I protect all of those who engage in devotional service for me. So people will criticize in the future. All these monkeys, they all died on behalf of the Lord. Why didn't the Lord save them? So Lord Ramachandra asked Indra, you please bring back all of these other monkeys to life. And all of the monkeys and bears and other animals who participated in the war, they were all brought back to life again. And this shows us that whether Krishna brings us back into this world in this life, which in this example, for instance, is rare, or whether Krishna at the time of death takes us back, back home, back to Godhead, in either case, we need to rest assured that we're in good hands with the Lord. The Lord is always taking care of us. There's no question of loss in devotional service. It may appear that things are happening in an ordinary way. Someone is dying because of some disease. Someone is dying of old age. Someone is dying in a car accident. But nothing is ordinary for devotees. It's just that we may not see that which happens. And we have to have faith in the fact that we don't see everything. And the last pastime, Srila Prabhupada tells, is that Lord Ramachandra entered the tunnel. What tunnel? the tunnel that led to Brazil. Srila Prabhupada points out that Ravana had a brother, and that brother was the king of Brazil, in which there was lots and lots and lots of gold, unlimited gold. And they were mining the gold, and the gold was being brought through this tunnel through the earth from Brazil to Lanka, which is on the other side of the world. But anyway, that tunnel was there, and by some accounts that I've heard from some devotees in South America, there's a mysterious tunnel in Brazil, even to the present day, that people don't dare to go in. And Lord Ramachandra went through that tunnel, and he killed Ravana's brother, and then returned. And after returning, installed Vibhishan on the throne of Lanka. Vibhishan was the devotee brother of Ravana. And Lord Ramachandra gave him the blessing for a long life. And actually, even today, Vibhishan is alive in Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's described how he came to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.